I wish everyone a very happy feast day. Today, by the will of God and the decree of His Holiness, Pope Pius XI of happy memory, ever since the holy year of 2025, and we're about to begin a new holy year of 2025. And I think I said it was 1925. You know, I don't go backwards, I go forwards. He instituted this feast of Christ, King of the universe, this feast, which would not be possible had not the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Virgin Mary, agreed to become the mother of the Son of God. Because He is King as God from all creation. He created the universe. Just recently it was announced, big deal, that there was a new galaxy found that is very far away. Of course, they use billions of years and stuff. We know better than that. God created the world, the whole universe, in 6 days, and that's that. But they don't understand that because they don't believe in God. But God created the universe, and He created many, many wonderful things. And so it was discovered that there was a galaxy very similar to our galaxy of the Milky Way. And I enjoin on you mothers who are feeding your children, and there's nothing wrong with that. Most of the most beautiful images of Mary are her feeding the baby Jesus. Let's not make dirty what God made holy. Anyway, almost identical to this. So what? God, who is the creator of the universe, can create anything He wants, as many as He wants. Maybe there's another 100 or 1,000 other Milky Way-like galaxies that we don't know anything about, and never will, definitely not in our lifetime. But all that was done from eternity by God. In 6 days, He created the world, and on the 7th day, He rested. But this feast, which of course, politically speaking, falls very appropriately, we won't go there, was deemed necessary by the Holy Father and many cardinals and bishops of the world at that time, after the First World War. The First World War. The war that basically destroyed all Catholic monarchies. The war that basically destroyed the Catholic family and many other things. And so the Holy Father was asked, and he agreed, and he instituted this feast of Christ, the King of the universe. But this feast includes the humanity of Christ. Christ is Lord not only as God, but also as man. And in this, Mary Most Holy has a very, very central and important place. And so we give thanks to her for her agreement and her obedience to the Archangel Gabriel when he was sent to her from God. So our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, He is the King of the universe. He is your King. He is my King. He is the King of this country, of this continent, of Europe, of Africa, Asia. He's the King of the whole universe. And Mary is its Augusta Imperatrix, the Empress, the Queen of the universe, as we pray so often, all the time. Mary, Queen of the universe. Their union cannot be separated. It is from her obedience, from her flesh, that the flesh of the Son of God became the Son of Man. He took it, and from that flesh, by the power and the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, became as God and man, King of the universe. And so the Holy Father wanted to make sure that we knew this. This is not a new doctrine. This has been what we have believed from ever, forever and ever and ever. He did not become man just to be some kind of fake idol. He is the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Son of Mary, King of the universe. And he is King also of each and every one of us, of our countries, our families. And so today, in a very special way, we honor Christ, our King. And he wanted this feast to come right before the celebration of something which also capitulates the Catholic life, which we will celebrate in just a few days, the feast, the solemn feast of All Saints. And of course, our children today will grace us and will delight us with their wonderful costumes, dressed in the different saints. There are millions of saints, and there are not enough children, though there are more and more all the time. And so today they will delight us after our banquet in honor of Christ the King. It is not in my honor, it is not in your honor, it is in honor of Christ our King. And so, since my voice will not hold out, we will have benediction after Mass. I would ask you all to kneel. Kneel, hello, good morning. Oh, Signore mio. And I will pronounce the words of the consecration to Jesus Christ, our King, with a microphone so that you can hear it and pronounce it also with your own hearts and your own lips. And of course, we will do this before the Blessed Sacrament exposed. That is the same Lord and God who is born of the Virgin Mary. That is the same Lord and God whom we worship and adore in the Eucharist. That is the same Lord and God who was given to us to be our God, Redeemer, and King. And so therefore, says Pilate, art thou a king? Thou sayest so, Jesus responded. So we now, in the words of the Holy Father, consecrate the whole human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Not only do we consecrate those who believe, and hopefully more and more of us will believe, and there may be some here that do not believe. I hope everybody does. But we consecrate all those who do not believe. There are so many, the majority, in fact. We are in the minority. We are the remnant about which the Scriptures spoke. So we need to consecrate them too, that they may be converted, that they may believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Act of consecration of the human race to Jesus Christ, our Lord, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, King of the universe. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us humbly prostrate before thine altar. We are thine, and thine we wish to be. But to be more surely united to thee, behold, each one of us freely consecrates ourselves today to thy most sacred heart. Many indeed have never known thee. Many, too despising thy precepts, have rejected thee. Have mercy on them all, most merciful Jesus, and draw them to thy sacred heart. Be thou King, O Lord, not only of the faithful children who have never forsaken thee, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned thee. Grant that they may quickly return to their father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be thou King of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions and heresies, or whom discord keeps aloof. Call them back to the harbor of truth and the unity of faith, so that there may be but one flock and one shepherd. Be thou king of all those who are still involved in the darkness of idolatry or Islam, and refuse not to draw them into the light and kingdom of God. Turn thine eyes of mercy towards the children of the race, once thy chosen people. Of old, they called down upon themselves the blood of the Savior. May it now descend upon them, the labor of redemption and of life. Grant, O Lord, to thy church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry. Praise the divine heart that wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Praise be the most holy and sacred heart of Jesus, King of our hearts, King of the universe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.